Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're really doing this enormous swing this hour because we have spent the last 2 hours focused on Vermont, and in particular Woodstock, Vermont, which honestly I describe as Brigadoon. You drive through amazing wilderness of magnificent beauty to reach Woodstock. And if you're lucky, you'll see a cow or a horse somewhere. You might see some birds. For sure, you're going to see lush green covered mountains, majestic mountains, streams, rivers, lakes, smooth roads. Doing a good job with your roads in Vermont. But not much else. I mean, the really rare and occasional farmhouse or house. And after coming through miles and miles and miles and miles of wilderness, suddenly unfolding before you is this quintessential New England town. And it just felt like Brigadoon coming to life, only it's there 365 days a year. And we were talking about the farm, the Billings Farm in Vermont, which is a museum farm and a house that you can visit that's marvelous. And the Woodstock Inn, both of which have similar roots in that Lawrence D. Rockefeller played a very big role in truly what is Woodstock, Vermont today. And one of those inspirational places you got to find your way to. But, and if you don't know what I'm talking about Brigadoon, go to Netflix or someplace and find the film. It's really a classic. It was a Broadway hit show. It was made into a film. It's gorgeous. About a town in Scotland that had a spell cast on it, and it comes to life one day a year. One day every 100 years. And then everybody falls asleep for another 100 years. So they're not sleepy in Woodstock. They're on top of it. But it just, in the middle of really nowhere, there you are in this darling town. You got to go there. But I think there are people that don't head north for ski and winter. They head southward. And many of those people are scratching their heads and wondering, what do we do this year, given that there has been so much damage in the Caribbean and so much damage in Florida? And I have a problem with the way broadcast news media presents what's going on in places. Because, I don't have it with me. Darn, I have it written down. It's actually written down on the corner of a crossword page I was doing. I have to dig it up. But the words were close to this from a CNN news anchor. Something about the Caribbean, you know, being in desperate shape and whatever. Well, St. Martin may be, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the British Virgin Islands may be, but the it's like saying there's a fire in Africa. Man, it's a whole continent. Where in Africa are you talking about? You cannot broad brush and generalize on places by just mentioning a name and saying they're all out of business, because the preponderance of the Caribbean is in good shape. And while we have seen ghastly images that stay in our mind, and our hearts and prayers are with all those people who have suffered the trauma, the terror, the damage, the loss of material goods and human life. The thing I learned when my father passed away when I was a child is that the sun comes up the next morning and life does go on. And people that have been hit are often, they rise to the challenge. It brings out all the good within them and their neighbors to rise to the challenge and get back to normalcy as soon as possible. And so I was so delighted to receive an email that I routinely receive emails from so many tourism venues around the world, but I paid particular attention to this email I got from the Betsy Hotel, which is on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, often referred to as South Beach. And I've got some stuff to share with the owner of the Betsy Hotel, Jonathan Plutzik, who we actually have on the line with us. The email was delightful because it was a reminder and invitation. Come hang out in our lobby. Our bar is open. Come and relax. We're alive and well here at the Betsy in Miami Beach on Collins Avenue, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. BSO's 137th season includes Andras Nelson's conducting Haydn Symphony No. 103 and Mahler's Symphony No. 1 on September 23rd and September 26th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I want to remind you, if you missed any part of today's show or you have to leave us before this hour is finished, you will find at travelers411.com, click on podcast. Every show, every interview, everything we do is podcast on both shows, Travel Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, for 52 weeks. Simultaneously, when we post the podcast, which goes up a couple days after the weekend of the broadcast, we also post, that's the royal we, I have nothing to do with it. Bless my internet tech team, they're my creative team, they're fabulous. They also post the archived audio of each show. The archived audio stays forever and ever. And for that reason, if you went right now to travelers411.com or sabrams.com, you would find, if you put the Betsy Hotel into the search box, links to the archived audio of radio shows on which the then general manager of the Betsy Hotel was in interview with me. And I was so taken by what he had to say about the Betsy that we actually went to the Betsy Hotel and spent a few days there. And you'll find photos in our photo gallery that we took of the Betsy while we were there. And you know, got to know the place better, and that was grand. So I, you know, when I saw, I have this special affection for the Betsy going back years, and it's worth your attention, people. Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie. Delighted to be on.
How long have you been the owner of the Betsy?
We bought it back in 2005, actually, and ran it for a little while, but then did a complete renovation of the property.
When was that?
And more recently, it actually doubled the size of it.
Oh, wow. Where'd you find the space to do that? You went up?
Well, we actually bought the beautiful Art Deco building directly behind the Betsy, and did a gut renovation of that property. It was formerly the Carlton Hotel, and then connected the two buildings. So we have one unified Betsy property now that's 130 rooms with many more amenities, obviously, with a larger footprint.
Oh, wow. How long after you opened did Robert Todak work for you?
Quite soon after we opened.
Yeah, then we would have been there. It probably was 2005 when we came down to visit because he was very enthusiastic about the property and kept telling me, I can tell you all about it and I can tell you even more, but you won't understand until you get here. And, of course, he was right. You have to experience a place to really know it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Jonathan Plutzik, the owner of the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on Deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
We were sailing along.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Jonathan Plutzik. He is the owner of the Betsy Hotel for the last dozen years. What'd you do before that?
Well, I came to being, I'll tell you, late, actually. I was vice chairman of a large Wall Street investment bank and worked there for almost 25 years. And then felt like there were other things that I should do with my life. And I was actively involved, oddly enough, in a computer game company for several years, and in 2005 found my way down here to South Beach.
Which, now, the Betsy.
Didn't have a long history with.
What are the streets between which the Betsy lies on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach?
We're between 14th and 15th. I think most importantly, we're the northernmost property on Ocean Drive that has unobstructed views of the ocean.
Oh, because so, after that, you've got the Lowe's Hotel in the way?
We don't have the Lowe's Hotel. The Lowe's Hotel actually is a couple blocks north of us.
Yeah, it's like 16th almost.
Right, and they're 16th and Collins. We're actually on Ocean Drive. And
yeah, but they back up onto the beach.
They back up onto the beach, exactly, yeah, right? Yeah. And face the beach instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're at a prime location. You know, when I was a little person.
Yes.
Although I'm 5'10", so I don't think I was ever really a little person. But when I was a little person, my parents bought a piece of property about three blocks southward of the Betsy, right on Ocean
really?
Drive. It was a one-story. I think it's now three stories. I think it's now an apartment building. I don't know what it is really. It's it's the second building from the corner. The corner is the Clevelander Hotel, and across the street from that is the Edison, or it was the Edison. I don't know what it's called today. And I think that was 11th. And then if you were at the Edison and you cross the street going uptown, on the corner is the Clevelander, and next to it was a one-story high beach bar, which when my parents bought it was called Teddy's. Would that they owned it today. Somebody said to me about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago when I was talking about this with them, that
yes,
that at that point it was worth, that little square of property was worth $26 million. I think my mother sold it for $10,000 when it was sold, because
wow,
this was a long time, decades ago.
Sure.
Yeah. What a pity, huh?
what a pity indeed.
Yeah.
Every one of those little slivers is worth a great deal of money.
Oh yeah, and it was one of those, you know, it was like 6 a.m. till 3 p.m. or something, just for breakfast, lunch, and snacks at the beach, and then closed for the day. And yeah, well, anyway, so we could have been neighbors, maybe. That would have been fun.
Indeed.
So you have, and no pun intended, I mean, literally, you have weathered this storm.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, first let me say that I stayed throughout.
Boy, you're a sport.
We were fortunate because we had just renovated this new wing of our property. And so literally, we opened that this past December 2016.
How long did you close during that period?
I'm sorry?
Did the rest of the hotel close during this period?
No. The Betsy, the front on Ocean Drive, was open during the entire period.
Right, because you were adding on at the back.
We were working away in the back. Because again, it was originally a separate building, and then when we neared completion, we connected the two buildings.
Did you watch that building on Collins Avenue, which parallels Ocean Drive, haunted forever, and leave your name with the owner saying, if you ever decide to sell, call me first, or something like that?
Well, we were watching it carefully, and it was owned by a couple of fellows, and the property positioned itself as a very different standard than we were at the Betsy. Meaning we have a luxury hotel.
And they didn't. Right. I get it.
Yeah. And so anyway, it ultimately went through some financial difficulties and had some challenges with its banks, et cetera, which there was a multi-step process, which led us to ultimately owning it, but we certainly had had our eye on it for quite some time because
wow,
we thought it was a
perfect
natural thing for us to expand into.
If you ever go to Ireland, in Dublin, there's a place called 31 Leeson, L-E-E-S-O-N, Leeson Close, and Close is an alley.
Yes.
And 31, that's its address, 31 Leeson Close. And the people, Deirdre and what was his name, Noel, who own it, started with, just like you, the one building that faced 31 Leeson Close, and they kept watching this townhouse on Fitzwilliam Street that parallels Leeson Close, waiting for it to go up for sale. And then they bought it and did the same thing, and they, you know, and you go through a little garden to go from one building to the other building, and it's very cool. So if you're ever there, I have to introduce you guys, because you're kindred soulmates there.
I would love to, and some great golf in Ireland.
Oh, no kidding.
But actually, I would just add on your point that, you know, there are many great hotels in the world that have grown out of the combination of buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by bridge, by garden, by whatever it is, that very often it's an evolutionary process that brings a couple of buildings together that didn't start together but end up creating a beautiful hotel complex.
Yeah, the Merion in Dublin also, which is, you know, if you're looking for pampering luxury, that would be it, whereas 31 Leeson Close is a B&B. They do a great job over there, but it's, you know, it's a whole different lifestyle story.
Lovely.
But from the minute that, why Miami Beach? I mean, when you were a New Yorker in the financial district, why? There's a lot of places in the world you would have found appealing. Why Miami Beach?
Well, I'll tell you a couple quick stories. One is the truthful initial answer is that a little bit of happenstance. My wife and I got a call from friends in Miami Beach who were in the hotel business. And they needed a little bit of advice and help. And at the moment they called, I had a bit of extra time, and my wife turned to me and said, why don't you go down and see if you can help them?
Ah, the beginning of the path through the garden. We have to take a quick break. We're going to leave everybody at the end. And you've got us at end, and we're going to hold on and come back and get the rest of that story after these important messages. Pay close attention, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Get motivated by reading the fantastic reviews of Rumors by Stephanie Abrams at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. This is the perfect season to snuggle up with a good book. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Invite your book club to read it.
Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay. I am joined now by my associate in song, Mr. Getty Crosby, who's been flown in at a great expense from Cecil Meyer's Milk Bar. Get it? We were sailing along.
I bet you were cute in your new sailor suit.
People cheered on Moonlight Bay.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy that not only is Jonathan Plutzik, owner of the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, alive and well and breathing and perfect and talking with us, but so is his hotel, the Betsy. I mean, this is the best news. And to hear that you rode out the storm that just hit Florida alongside the head, brave, maybe a little crazy, but certainly brave. And I am delighted that you and your staff and your hotel are in wonderful condition and open for business, and that we could get you on the air to assure people that, like the fires in California that made you think from the news reporting that all of California had burned down, oh, Lord, we went out to Lake Tahoe just to prove you can go here, people. It's good. You really can go here. I'm so glad that we were able to connect with Jonathan. You were telling us about what it was that, you know, the fortuitous circumstances that when you decided you had enough of the financial industry and you wanted to do something else in your life, you fell into Miami Beach, as opposed to it could have been anywhere in the world. So you left us at the word "and." If you want to backtrack a little bit and bring us back up to speed, that's okay.
Well, I'll do the short transition, which is that so I came down to help someone, had a property on Collins Avenue. We ended up buying it and holding it for a while. We actually never opened it. But while I was there, I saw this building on Ocean Drive, turned out to be the Betsy, which, unlike all of its neighbors, rather than being Art Deco in architecture, is colonial. It's a building that was architect, is one of the godfathers of Art Deco architecture, Elmer Dixon, built just before the war, during a very patriotic period, and he wanted to do something which he deemed, in this case, American Georgian. It's a colonial property, and
yeah, it looks like it looks like the back porch at Mount Vernon, at George Washington's house.
And just to complicate the story a touch, I've been married for more than 30 years to a woman who grew up in Africa, and we were married there. As a consequence, I've traveled a lot in Africa, and I have this theory that really many of the great hotels in the world are colonial by architecture. And you know, setting aside the complexities of colonialism, there's a lot of complexity there, the politics of all that, there are a bunch of beautiful buildings and surprising places, Victoria Falls, again, my wife grew up in Zimbabwe, or Nairobi, or Singapore, or Hong Kong, or even major cities like London, which are colonial by design. And I was very moved by the physical appearance of the Betsy when I first saw it. And it moved me. It was a building that was actually in bankruptcy at the time, and we were fortunate enough to acquire it. And, you know, part of the fun story is that as we've now put two buildings together, one designed by L. Murray Dixon, a classic Art Deco architect that built a colonial property, and we've connected it to a building that's purely Art Deco, designed by another godfather of Art Deco architecture named Henry Hohauser. But a long-winded version to simply say we saw this building facing Ocean Drive. It spoke to us. And the way we think colonial architecture is very much about the feeling of coming home. It's very hospitable. It's very warm. It's very open. And we've tried to create a hotel, you know, built around the basic architecture that we have to give credit to L. Murray Dixon for creating 75 years ago.
For those of you who may not be completely conversant about what South Beach and Ocean Drive looks like, one side of the street is bumper-to-bumper hotels, restaurants, galleries, boutique shops, what have you. Then there's a street that's basically two lanes, one in each direction. I mean, there is space for parking, but when people park, it kind of gets a little crowded on that street. But in any event, it's this narrow street. It's not like a highway. And it'll take you 11 seconds if you walk slow to get across the street. And when you get across the street, there's a wide sidewalk there. There's a little beach wall. And then there's a whole lot of sand and a great big ocean. So if you are in the Betsy and you are in a room that, or any place else on Ocean Drive, that faces the ocean, you have this incredible view. And when you walk out the front door, if you sit on the porch or you take a walk down Ocean Drive, you've got the beach on one side of the street. And I remember you guys having a pool. I guess you still do. But if you prefer to go to the beach, you know, take your little beach towel and your pail and your shovel and cross the street, and you are in the sand. Right, it's fantastic.
No, and I would just interrupt to say, well, two things. One, now we have two pools because we added, promote a little bit, a beautiful rooftop pool when we did our extension.
That's what you're here to do, by the way.
So, and, you know, it's always interesting to me. A lot of people come to Miami Beach to look at the beach, to stare down at the beach from someone's beautiful terrace, maybe ours. Many go to the beach, but not everybody who comes to Miami Beach actually wants to be on the beach, but they love to be near the beach.
Right.
See the beach.
See, I get that.
Feel the beach air.
Yeah, because I'm not really crazy.
All the above.
I'm not crazy about putting on suntan lotion and then getting sandblasted, you know, or lying down and somehow there's sand on the blanket and then you get it all crusted on you like you're, you know, salmon that's been breaded in panko crust, you know. It's a no thank you. I mean, I prefer a pool to actually being in the sand, but there is something mystical, mesmerizing, meditative about not only seeing the ocean before you, but there is this, how do you describe the seductiveness of the salt air and the sea mist that comes in a very mild spray often off the ocean front and just embraces you and kisses your skin. I mean, you can't put that into a video. It doesn't exist.
No, absolutely. And I want to say, you know, in defense of the other crowd, which, you know, comes to the front desk, turns to the bellman and says, take my bags to my rooms because I have to go to the beach immediately.
Oh, yeah. The people that, listen, I have flown to place destinations that weren't more than 3 hours from where I was departing with my bathing suit on, underneath my clothes, because we were only going to be there for 24 or 48 hours or less. And so I would do just that. I would give my give the stuff to the bellman after we checked in, and we'd run right out to the pool or the beach or wherever it was that we were going and just slide off what I was wearing in the airplane, and there was my bathing suit. So that we wasted no time. And listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Right, exactly. And I would say quickly also, much of the beaches of Miami Beach are, of course, they're run by the city and county, but they're really run by four brothers, the Boucher brothers, who do a magnificent job keep the beach in magnificent shape. And I've had a chance to, on a golf cart, ride the full length of Miami Beach, and it's an extraordinary stretch of sand.
Oh yeah.
And I'm relieved and pleased. I'm almost going to say gloating a bit to say, sadly, while others are suffering and we feel the pain of a lot of people in our part of the country, our beaches are actually open for business, and they're beautiful. And by the way, the beach did just what it's supposed to do in a storm. It absorbed a lot of waves in the dunes. And
well, happily, you're pretty far set back, too. It's a nice wide beach, so it's not like, you know, it's 4 feet out your doorway.
Exactly right. And for us, the hotel is on Ocean Drive, and the hotel is back up on the beach. The beach provided a buffer, and we got lucky, of course, the path of the storm. But thank goodness for big beaches and big dunes, because they're nature's way of protecting us a bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. There's so much more we have to know, particularly about the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach, Florida. I'm so happy you're open and operating. Don't wipe Florida off your places to go this year list yet, people. Could do a little research before you make a decision that's rash. We'll be right back.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Out here, they've got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire is Joe, and they call the wind Mariah.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is really a joy on so many levels to have Jonathan Plutzik on the air with us right now. He is the owner of the Betsy Hotel. Their website is the Betsy Hotel, and you need the word the when you go for the website story, people. TheBetsyHotel.com. If you're driving, don't worry about going off the road trying to capture this. Just, you know my sites, sabrams.com, travelers411.com. Put the Betsy Hotel into the search box. You'll get links to archived audio and show notes of previous interviews we've done. And the links to the hotel's website are embedded there and have been for more than a decade. So you won't lose it, I promise you. Cutest place. And what I remember from visiting the Betsy years ago was how friendly your staff was. And it wasn't like it came out of a can. You know, sometimes you get that kind of professional friendliness that's got kind of a little cold edge to it. But they were wonderful. And I suspect it starts at the top. And talking with you, Jonathan, has really been delightful to get to know you and to learn how the Betsy has grown since last I paid attention to it. So I guess the lemonade that came out of this lemon of a storm is that it gave me a reason to want to reach out to the Betsy. I am thrilled about the email that I just received the other day indicating that your bar is open, your restaurant is open. What else is open at the Betsy?
Well, really, everything is open. Our both of our pools are open, and in fact, we're just a short time away. We're opening additional restaurants that were not closed because of the storm, but our restaurant partner, our chef partner, Laurent Turandell, the LT, what is now LT Steak and Seafood, is opening a fantastic pizza restaurant in our hotel, as well as what we refer to in Miami, and I say this as a non-Latino, but someone who loves the culture here, a ventanita, which is a small window where we're going to be serving crepes and gelato and great cold brew, et cetera.
How cool.
But in Miami, one often finds, again, what is referred to as a ventanita, a little window that people walk up to. If you go to La Havana, you'll find them. But we built one of our own.
Wow.
Part of our expansion is really a way to emphasize our connection to community. The entire property is open. You mentioned the warmth of our staff. I have to give a big shout out to them because while we were not damaged by the storm in any material way, obviously we had boarded ourselves up and took everything inside. So there were a couple of hard days of work once the storm didn't do too much damage to unwrap the box again. And I'm so grateful to and proud of our team for the hard work and grace with which they got us open on this past Monday.
Wow.
Which I think we were the first in Miami Beach to be open. And I must say, we also believe deeply, and I credit this to a talk that I heard the great restaurateur Danny Meyer give some years ago, that, in adversity, when there are challenges, restaurants and hotels, places where people gather, play a special role.
No kidding.
In making community feel good again. And so to see our lobby, quite full with people. In fact, we're nearly full. The hotel is nearly full right now, believe it or not. We had live music in our lobby last night, a pianist. And the bar was open, and it felt like mid-season, even
wow.
though we were less than a week away from the hurricane having hit the region.
Wow.
But it was important because people were able to smile.
Yeah,
and frankly, we have a bunch of people staying with us who are staying with us because their homes have been damaged. Or the air conditioning's not working, and it's quite warm outside, and they're not quite sure when the power's coming back on. So, to create an environment where people can actually relax and let go and smile is always true in terms of its importance, but particularly true after you've been confronted with some adversity, and that's the unique role, I think, of hotels and restaurants.
Well, and interestingly, where you are. I mean, mm-hmm. I live on a lake in the mountains,
yes.
And my house is not air-conditioned. And when most people who live in places where they feel like they would just die without air conditioning, here my house is not air-conditioned. They all mark us off the list of places they're going to come in overnight.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is it's usually somewhere between, in the mild months, spring, summer, fall, it'll be somewhere between 50 and 65 degrees at night. Because it
yep.
drops 20 to 30 degrees between daytime and nighttime temperatures. So we don't need air conditioning. And when I was little, we used to spend the month of January, every year at the Edison Hotel, just down the block from you,
sure.
at the Betsy,
uh-huh.
on the second floor, oceanfront rooms. And all you did at night was open those windows. And, other rooms might have been hot because there was no air conditioning in the hotel. But those front ocean view rooms, you always had that fabulous, cool ocean breeze coming in. And just, if you could package that, Jonathan, you'd have a product there.
Well, and I would say, actually, too, one of the great surprises, because, we're a bit of a 12-month vacation spot
now. No kidding.
The hotels are full in the summertime with Europeans and Americans who love the warm weather and the beach. But still in the evening, sitting outside, there's nothing like an ocean breeze.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And the temperature may be a tiny bit warmer in the summertime.
There's also an aroma to the sea air
exactly.
that you cannot describe. It really is a very sensual experience to be there at the beach. And your hotel can't get any closer to the beach than it is.
It's like, correct.
There's no obstacles in the way. There's
correct.
Nothing. There's just sand on the other side. It's the beach and the ocean. You see the ocean liners coming in and out. You see the freighters coming in and out. You certainly see the waves coming in and out. I want to thank you, Jonathan Plutzik, for joining us. People, go to thebetsyhotel.com. Check it out and go visit. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.